Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the show. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's great to have you here with us, November 11, 2014. Have you been enjoying the series on time vampires? It's fun, man. It really is fun because when you identify what's standing in your way to productivity, if you're not productive, you're not successful. And you can spend a lot of times. Like we said, right? You know a lot of broke people. I know a lot of broke people that are really, really busy. I mean, you look at their calendar. Their inbox is jammed up. They got so many things to do, and none of them are money-producing activities, adding absolutely no dollar signs to the bank account. But they're busy. Oh, they're busy running every which way, trying to please everybody. And that, my friend, is the topic of today's, right now. Today, how many shows are we going to do today? I did 5 yesterday. I probably might do, 3, 4, 5 more again today. Man, I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. Monday through Friday, well, when every day is Saturday, you know you're productive. But Monday through Friday, man, I get jacked up because that's when you need the message the most. When you need the message the least is on the weekends. You know, it's funny with this show. I see the amount of downloads that come in each and every day. The highest day is what day? Guess. Monday. That's when the people need the most motivation. Why do we need the most motivation on Monday? It's easy, man. For the last 10, 20, 30 years, you've been going to a job. You've associated with Monday with the beginning of the week. What if you just change that? What if you just change the beginning of the week to Saturday or Sunday or Thursday? Doesn't matter. When you see people that are really happy with what they do, they honestly cannot tell you. How many times you see somebody post on Facebook or some other part of social media? I have no idea what today is. I forgot today was Wednesday. You know, and that's because they're absolutely loving what they do. Now, you need to know the days of the week because especially if you have kids, you got to make the teacher conferences, the dance recitals, and things like that. From an entrepreneurial perspective, it makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. So it's funny. I get the most downloads of my show Monday, actually Monday through Thursday. Friday down a little bit, Saturday down a little bit. And then the weekend, because what are you doing? You're out enjoying life, and you plug into the show, you catch up on all the episodes that you missed, and that's the beauty of having a podcast. It's like TiVo. You can just play on demand. Whenever you want to hear the Everyday Saturday message, you do it. Hey, do me a favor. Head over to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating for the show. We're blowing up on iTunes. Thank you for everyone that's left a 5-star review. Leave a nice comment. It helps the show get ranked higher. It helps more people find the show in over 100 countries. We're up over now 100,000 downloads in a month. 1 month. You know what that is? That's over 1 million downloads in a year, man. That is absolutely off the freaking hook. And there's nobody that deserves the praise and thanks more than you. Seriously, without you listening and spreading the word out on Twitter and Facebook and all over social media with your friends, letting them know to plug into the number one motivational show on the planet, we would never have that many downloads. So thank you so much. Let's talk about your need for approval. That is the time vampire for today. The need for approval. We've all done it. We all still may do it. We crave approval. We fear rejection. And our entire self-worth depends on what other people think of us. True? True. And it's a huge time vampire because it prevents you from going after your passion. It prevents you from doing what it really is that you want to do. And you can substitute another fear of being judged. It's another, whatever. It's synonymous with it. It's a huge time vampire. According to experts, the need for other people approval, it can be a sign of insecurity. And it goes back to places earlier in your life that in some cases it's a result of past abuse, be it physical, verbal, emotional. Joyce Meyer in her book, Approval Addiction, Overcoming Your Need to Please Everyone, says that to overcome a need for approval, you need to face your addiction to the approval and negative feelings that come with it. Usually it's guilt, it's shame, it's anger. And look, I got both hands in the air, man. Yeah, based on my upbringing, and this, I'm not going all Dr. Phil on everybody, but there is something psychological to this. So based on how we're raised, if we didn't get a lot of approval as a kid, when we need that to survive, we want to know we're doing a good job. We want to know we're adding value out there. And I was as insecure as just a bundle of fluff going into the corporate world. I had no experience. I had no background. I had no reason to really understand that I was adding any value whatsoever. Got very little approval as a kid, because when you're raised in a family, the youngest of eight, you know, growing up in not the best of circumstances, an alcoholic parent and things like that. And again, whenever I say that, it's not to take shots at my mom or anybody that, you know, growing up in my immediate family, that's not the case. It is what it is. It is the situation. I mean, I don't think I ever heard in my entire life, I love you, from a parent. Not one time. Not, think about that. Growing up, the entire time. Okay. And so you need to understand, guys, even myself, the guy that hosts the Motivation Show, I think the reason I do this show, a lot of the reason I do it, and I say this all the time, it's very cathartic for me. It's very, it soothes my soul. It gives me purpose. It gives me a reason to wake up every day to know that I'm impacting people around the world. I mean, I'm speaking in London the end of this month, in Florida 2 weeks after that. And the speaking gigs just keep coming in and the events just keep getting booked up. And that is a testament to staying in the game. I recorded a bonus podcast yesterday called Bring It On. And if you didn't hear that, you got to plug into that one. We did three shows yesterday about time vampires. We'll do a few more today. But I ended it up yesterday because I just got back from the gym and I was just feeling led to share that message with you that it's getting easier now. It's getting much easier now. I hadn't lifted a weight in 6 months. I picked one up. You know the story if you've listened to the podcast the past few days. And repetition decreases resistance. Now I'm turning the corner, and you're going to turn the corner in your business and in your personal life and at the gym, wherever you choose, you know, wherever you focus, energy flows. Wherever focus goes, energy flows. And if you want to focus on your health, it's going to go there. If you want to focus on your business, it's going to go there. You want to focus on your spirituality, it's going to go there. And the beauty of it is, it doesn't take a lot of effort to do any of this. If you want to focus on your business, start learning. Earners are learners. Okay, leaders read. I mean, just all of these things, they don't take a lot of time. Grab a cup of coffee, 20 minutes in the morning or whenever you just have quiet time, and spend 20 minutes in the Word. Okay, if the Bible is your choice, that I would prefer, you know, that's what I do, then that's where I go, 20 minutes in the morning if I want to sharpen my spiritual mind. Same thing with, I go to the club, go to the health club, 1 hour. That's where, wherever focus goes, energy flows. So, but then you got to have this need for approval. You've done all this, and then it's like, well, how do I know I'm doing a good job? I need to know from somebody. Well, I need to hear it like, hey, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Well, listen, here's the first thing. Identify exactly what it is that you believe in. Okay? What is it that you believe in? And understand that you need to identify what that is and just plant your flag into the ground and say, this is what I believe in. You know, there's a point in time you're going to come to a crossroads. You're going to say, do I really want to go out on that limb in my business and in what I believe? Because I know I'm going to hack off a bunch of people, and then I'm going to make other people, a lot of other people happy. So what do? Do I focus on the people I'm making happy? Do I not do it because of the people that are going to be unhappy with me? Guys, these are people that are close to you. You know who I'm talking about. We're talking about your friends. We're talking about your family. You're going to be judged. You're not going to get the approval that you're seeking. You want so bad to have from them. Accept yourself for who you are. It's important. Don't confuse receiving love and approval with having any kind of personal worth. If you base your value on a human's other people, their approval of you, these are human beings, okay? These people are probably more messed up than you ever thought you'd be. You're telling yourself that you have to earn self-worth and value. That's completely crazy. I know, because I've been there. Other people cannot give you intrinsic value. Only you can decide if you have it. You can't rely on others to fulfill your emotional needs. You got to do it yourself. And that can be difficult, especially for a young entrepreneur, because immediately you're going into this new area. You're launching this new brand, this new business, this new movement. and you want that feedback. Get feedback from the marketplace, okay? I share the story a lot about Bob Proctor, the story that he shared with me in Hawaii back in 2012. We were having just a little bit of a powwow, him and I together. And I just sit and I listen. I don't even really say much when I'm around greatness like guys like Bob. And he said, you know, it's funny, Sam. I remember when I recorded my very first audio series. I think it was back in 1964. And he immediately went over to a friend's house and he wanted to share this great audio. He thought it was great at the time about just these, you know, the way Think and Grow Rich had started to inspire him and these words that he shared with other people. And he put it all in a cassette tape and wanted to bring it over to his friend's house. And his friend's like, really? This is what you do now? And completely shot him down. And Bob left there. He would left there dejected because these are friends, guys. These are people you've known for years, and we've put so much stock into what they think, which there's no rational belief. You have to replace irrational belief with positive beliefs, okay? You're going to cause yourself distress and emotional problems. If you believe that you need approval in order to love yourself and feel that you are valuable, you're going to be depressed. You're going to feel worthless every single time you don't get that approval. And look at the people who you're putting all this stock in. Think about that. Like I said before, they're probably 10 times more messed up than you ever feared you'd be. And Bob said, I left there and I went in a different direction with my life. I cut those people out of my life. I didn't ever bring my new products or ideas in front of them anymore. I brought them to people who understood what it meant to be an entrepreneur, to go for something great. I've done it. I'm telling you, I've done it. I knew, because when Bob was telling me this, I knew exactly what he was speaking of. I did the same thing. When I launched EverydaySaturday.com back in 2006, I shared it with everybody. And I wanted everybody to love it. And some people smiled in my face and backstabbed me behind my back. Some people snickered right up front. They didn't even try to hide how stupid they thought it was. I mean, guys, this was all about my daughter at the time. It was incredibly personal for me. All right, because she asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? It was all about her, and it was my dream, and it was everything I had emotionally wrapped up inside of it. And when people made fun of it or laughed at it, it crushed me. But I gained experience. You know what I'm talking about? I gained experience. I learned how to deal with that. Because if you never dare to be great, if you never dare to go out there and put yourself out there and be vulnerable, you're missing so many people who want and need to hear your message. If you're looking for approval, you do not want to do anything great, okay? Don't even dare to think or dream anything. Just keep it to yourself and don't ever share it with anybody because you're going to be mocked and ridiculed and made fun of. But guys, let me tell you something. Say it all the time. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And one of the biggest time vampires you could ever, I know I say this about every single one of these that I'm talking about, the stupidest thing, the dumbest, most asinine thing you could ever do is go seek the approval of others or fear you're going to be judged, because that's going to happen no matter what you do. Would you rather be living with regret, rocking on that chair when you're 75 years old, looking back at everything you should have done, realizing that nobody's approval meant a damn thing? Or would you rather do it right now, absorb a little bit of temporary emotional pain, but then grow from it and grow stronger and understand, here's the beauty of it. We'll wrap up this message with this thought. Here's the beauty of it. Climbing the ladder of success, you're going to realize one thing. You never needed it in the first place to thrive and survive. You never needed it anyway to thrive and survive. All you needed, the fuel you needed for your dream was the motivation, the confidence, the will to move forward, and that idea. It's a God-given idea. Why are you worried so much about somebody else's approval? We're talking about the supernatural. We're talking about your dream. I mean, we're talking about an idea that was planted in your mind from a higher power. This is your spiritual talent that you've been given, a gift that you've been given to share with the world, and you're going to worry about somebody else's opinion? What are you, out of your mind? Come on, man. That's crazy. We'll see you back on the next podcast. It's Sam Crowley. Plant the seed in your mind. Let the seed grow. Don't share it with the negative know-it-alls going nowhere. Do you receive this message today? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.